God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Job chapter 9 is a cry of absolute frustration. Not of sadness, of frustration. Sadness came because of the tragedy. Frustration came because there was no discernible reason for it. And I don't know which is worse, to misunderstand or to be misunderstood. Job misunderstood God. Job's friends misunderstood him. And they said, "Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man." In other words, "Job, look, you've done wrong. You need to confess your sin." And Job's response is basically, "Show me my sin, and where is God?" In Job 9, verse 2, he says, "I know it is so of a truth, but how should a man be just with God?" Well, that's a good question. He says, if he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. I couldn't get one answer out of a thousand correct when it comes to God, because I can't reach him. I can't bridge the gap between who I am and who God is. Well, who is God? In the following verses, the Bible says he's mighty in strength. He removes the mountains. He shakes the earth. He commands the sun. He spreads out the heavens. He does this alone. He does great things past finding out. It's not just that he does things that are infinite. He does infinite things that finite man cannot comprehend. Who can hinder him? Who will say to him, "What dost thou?" Who can tell God, "What do you think you're doing? We're mere mortals. How much less shall I answer him and choose out my words to reason with him? Whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer, but I would make supplication to my judge." He says, "I have nothing I can tell God. I only have a request I can make." Well, as to me, in contrast to God, who am I? Job says, "If I speak of strength, lo, he is strong. And if of judgment, who shall set me a time to plead? God is judge, jury, and executioner. How could I possibly win my case with such an infinite God and a holy God and a perfect God?" It's not that there is a sin to confess. It's that I am a sinful, sick human that can't even reach this God. My days are quick. They're quicker than an eagle, quicker than a FedEx ship, quicker than anything I can imagine. And if I say I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself, I'm afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. I can't just brush this off. God is incredibly perfect, and there's no way I can reach him. For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. You know what Job needed? He needed someone who could put a hand on him and put a hand on an infinite God and bring them together. And Job says, "I don't know of such a person." Well, the hunger that Job describes is satisfied in the living bread, the living water, the Son of God and God the Son, Jesus Christ. Of whom 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Jesus bridges the gap between finite man and infinite God, between sinful man and holy God, between weak people and an omnipotent God. He bridges the gap. He does what you cannot do. That's not just true for salvation. That's true for this day. That's true for practical life. That's true for the believer. Jesus bridges the gap between all you are and all you should be. Jesus bridges the gap between all you lack and all God has. Jesus bridges the gap between all you are and all God is. Today, realize that you'll never even touch the hem of God's heavenly garment on your own. But Jesus Christ can go right on into the throne room of God because he is God's Son and God is well pleased in him. And when we're in Christ, God is pleased with us as well, not because of our merits, but because of Christ's. Jesus bridges the gap, and he's the one upon whom we should put our faith for eternity and for this day.